Okay, so just before we get to the next stage of our topic, which is going to be just what is exactly a mitzvah of Aveira, what is the relationship between the Aveira and the mitzvah of the apostles that's under discussion here. Before we get to that, just two hashlamos to last chabur. One, a correction, which I sent out as an email, right, that I aired last time. The Gemara Bava Kama does mention explicitly mitzvah of Aveira as an alternative to Botzei Aveirech Neitz Hashem. The Rishonim who limited to Ritzoi, so what do they say about the Gemara? So the truth is that I think they'll interpret it the same way other Rishonim do, who anyway had an issue with that Gemara because of topics we'll get to, the parts of the topic that we'll get to, which is just the parameters of Mitzvah Bava Aveira. It doesn't seem like, it isn't the case that this falls within the parameters of Mitzvah Bava Aveira, Gezel Chitim the Tachnam the Hifrish, etc. At that stage, most of them believe, we'll get to why, that there's no problem with Mitzvah Bavera, and that's exactly the Tosos' problem. Again, we'll get to all this inside. Tosos later on, the next, on the bottom of the Daf, on Daf Lamed, addresses Gemara. And what they say is one of two things in terms of that Gemara. Either it's just B'derech Dichoy Ba'ama, it's not really a serious position that the Gemara is staking out, this is really Mitzvah Bavera. Or even if it isn't, so then, what's the lesson in the Tosos here? If it isn't just a second, inami shani bracha deikad nami askar l'chen shemayim shani bracha. Now, just to clarify, so what that means is that that as far as the mitzvah of chal is concerned, and the hafrasha that you're doing, so that it is a kima mitzvah. What they're saying is afal pichein bracha. Bracha, you should refrain from making a bracha. With mitzvah mitzvah b'aveira, but the point is that it's not really it's not on the same level as mitzvah b'aveira that passes the mitzvah. So in terms of that, as far as that's concerned, as far as we're concerned, basically what that means is not midin mitzvah b'aveira that we know of. It's not that din of mitzvah b'aveira. It's a separate din which is much more sensitive. And I think this is something like what you have in the Sugya and Brachos, which I mentioned last time, which none of the Rishonim really mentioned as being, none of the Rishonim I think really saw as being related, about Shichur Eved in order to make a minion. And the Gemara says, don't do that because it's Mitzvah B'Aveira. So you see none of the Rishonim quote that. Now you've seen a lot of Rishonim if you did the Makaros here. None of the Rishonim quote that as far as I know. And I think that's because, according to most of them, that's not really related. It's just calling it Mitzvah B'Aveira, but it's really just a separate sort of local din. And I think that's quite possibly what this would be as well. Again, the Tosos are saying here, many Rishonim assume this, that Gemara, in the end, we don't paskin mitzvah b'avera, that you're not yotzei mitzvah chala in that situation. Whether what the Gemara means when it says mitzvah b'avera, so one or the other, either dichu ba'ama, or it doesn't really mean that it did mitzvah b'avera, but that Gemara itself is essentially neutralized as it relates to mitzvah b'avera. And I think it's very likely what the Balei HaTosos who say that it's limited to mitzvahs v'shim ritzoi, that's what they were assuming too. And again, you're right that the Tosos themselves on the top here, when they say it's lav davka just korban or ritzoi, they point to that Gemara. In the end, that Gemara probably doesn't really stand as the best rai, at least for Shita of Rov Rishonim, including the Tosos themselves. The last thing so that was just a correction. Now, just to finish off, so we're just left off with the Rambam. The last thing to note about the Rambam is just... Oh, I don't have it with me. Does anybody have the Makaros from last Kibura?
Yes.
So just the last thing to note is that the Rambam, although he does... He only mentions explicitly Mitzvah B'Avera in Hilchos Asurim Mizbeach. The Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, we suggested something that it's not based on a din of Mitzvah B'Avera, it's really something else. It's a din of Bracha, and as far as Matzah is concerned, it's a Matzah Shet that it has to be Ru'ila Bracha. The one place where it does maybe come up in the Rambam, again, not explicit, is what he's dealing with in Hilchos Shofar, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, where he quotes Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, the din of Shofar Shel Inar Dachas, that if you're toke, lo yad. So then he inserts the issue of Shofar Guzzle. So he cites there that you're yotze in that situation, she'ina mitzvah ele b'shmias hakol, and en b'kol din gezel. Now, what is the issue there? And then he quotes again, also Shofar Shel Ola, you're also going to be Yotze because there's no Kol B'din Mila. That's the sugi that we saw in Rosh Hashanah. There's no Hana there because Lubin Zalav the Hanasino. So what's the issue that these are avoiding? In Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi, this I guess I excise the Ravid, the Yerushalmi quoted that discussion in the context of Shofar Shalakum, but it seems clear in Yerushalmi the issue was, unlike where we say with regard to Lulav, the issue was Ksusim Mechzah Shirei, right, that it's a Sreifakai, and therefore we just view it as being, it's a separate topic in its own right, but it doesn't qualify for the purposes of Shir. It's like it doesn't exist. So at the very and actually the way the Yerushalmis are formulating it there, it's therefore it's not Lachem, right? Because you don't own it, it would seem that Yerushalmi is saying. That's problem when it comes to Lulav, where it says Lachem, Shalachem, So it doesn't actually mention the words Ksusim Yashira, but it's just the issue is that it's Asar Be'ana, and in the context of Lulav, you need Lachem, Mish Lachem, not Mishal Asar Be'ana. It's an important topic, not beyond Ksusim Yashira, this is an important makor for the topic of Asar Be'ana, Bailos Be'Asar Be'ana, which again we'll get to. Then the Gemara says, but when it comes to Shofar, Hacha Yom Trua Yelachem Mikol Makom. And then it says, quotes a day, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Taman Begufa Hu Yotzei, Ram Hacha Bekolo Yotzei. So the Gemara seems to be discussing the issue of, is there a problem of Lachem? Or the fact that there's no Isurei Anah, if you assume that there's no Bailos Be'Asar Be'Anah, does that create a problem for Shofar? And the answer is it doesn't. Why? Either because it's almost like the opposite. It doesn't mean we don't have the drasha of lachem, mishalachem. There is a lachem, but it's yom chua yelachem, which means something else. It's just a yom chua mikol makom. The alternative is, in Yerushalmi, it's what it sounds like. The way I interpret this is that you couldn't even have, what would you require lachem over? The coal? There's no lachem for coal. That's how I understand the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi is saying there's just no lachem for a coal. How could you have, even if it were Asar Be'Ana, and therefore you say, but there's no lachem? Although the Yerushalmi goes on to say, V'yesh kol Asar, right. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure this is how you interpret the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says, V'yesh kol Asar Be'Ana. Maybe the point is that the coal isn't Asar Be'Ana, maybe. But when the Rambam cites it, he's citing in the context of Gezel. So it's not entirely clear. Yerushalmi doesn't mention over the issue of Avera. What is the Rambam relating this? What is the issue the Rambam's avoiding? So I think probably the most compelling read is to say he's taking the Yerushalmi's reasoning, but he's not applying that for what the Yerushalmi was bothered by. He's relating to the question of Mitzvah of Avera. So he's dealing with Gezel too, which isn't really Asar Be'Ana. And that's what the Rambam is saying, is that there's no din mitzvah b'avera b'shofar. Why? Because ein b'kol din gezel, which we'll get to. It's important for the parameters of mitzvah b'avera, why that should make a difference. But as far as just the Shittas Rambam is concerned, if that were true, if that's true, if that's how we read the Rambam, then what emerges is he has a mitzvah b'avera with regard to shofar. I don't know if you have to say that. I'm not sure that if you can't understand the Rambam to be dealing with a similar kind of issue that the Yerushalmi is dealing with, which is maybe you need lachem. I'm not sure if the issue is simply Asar Be'Ana, but maybe you need lachem. In which case, you can interpret the Rambam as saying that the reason that there's no problem of, when it comes to the lulav of Yom Rishon, we have a lulav of a gazal problem of lachem. There is no such comparable problem in the context of shofar. There isn't the aim be called in Gezel would be then explaining that there's why we don't take there to be a lachem. It could be that the Ravid understood this to be the case, because the Ravid quotes says that Yerushalmi says there's another reason, namely that Yom Chura Yelachem, Mikom Makom. It's hard to see that the Ravid, if he understood that was mitzvah of Avera that the Rambam is dealing with. So what's the relevance of that drasha in Yerushalmi? It isn't entirely clear that would solve the problem. That Yom Chura Yelachem Mikom Makom? What does it have to do with mitzvah of avera? You have a general principle of mitzvah of avera, so why should this not be problematic? So it could very well be that the Ravid, you see, didn't understand the Rambam that way. I'm not sure. Either way, I think probably the most compelling read of the Rambam is that it is the mitzvah of avera. That's what he's dealing with here, and he's saying you don't have that problem only because Amit Kol Din Gezel. In which case, as far as just which mitzvah of avera applies to, for the Rambam, what emerges is then that it applies to shofar. It would apply to shofar too, in principle. And if that's the case, so then if what I was suggesting is a possibility for the Rambam held that he held that the dimness of Avera, but he held that it was limited to mitzvahs mishum ritzui, primarily korban, not lulav. But then what emerges is that the Rambam seems to think that then the mitzvah shofar is also mishum mitzvah, right? Like the Ritva, although the Ritva had sukkah and lulav. I'm sorry, had lulav and shofar. Maybe the Rambam accepted by shofar, but not by lulav. That wouldn't be surprising the Rambam, in part because of the issues that we discussed last time. Namely, the fact is the Rambam paskins a lot of the ritzoy elements that the Gemara explains as having to do with the ritzoy elements. For instance, the fact that you need that it should be shofar shel ayil because of Akedis Yitzchak, right? So most Rishonim thought that meant mitzvah when muvchar is ba'ayil, so you can have the zechiras Akedis Yitzchak. The Rambam paskins that din that is posel, that everything else is posel, that's ma'akev. Seemingly indicating that that's an essential element of it, of the mitzvah. You also have the same similar point when it comes to, it's all in that same halacha, the Rambam, when it comes to kafuf. The Rambam paskins that you need kafuf, likuva. Now the Ravid there disagrees with that too, and primarily because of the Gemara, when the Gemara explains that in chavav and beis, what's the issue? Do you need kafuf or pashut? It's a machokas in the Tanaim. So the Gemara says that but Rosh Hashanah, kama de kayif, what's the reason you would need it but kafuf for Rosh Hashanah? But kama de kayif inish daite tfei ma'ali, that this is the proper stance for tefillah, that a person should be bent over for tefillah, in bent over submitting for the Baruch Shalom. So this is, and the other day doesn't disagree about that. Doesn't disagree, sorry, that the issue is what should be the proper stance for a person in tefillah. He just thinks that that's not the proper stance for a person for tefillah. Rather, ma de pashit tfei adif. So as Rashi explains, kam de kayev inish betfilah so panav kivushin la'aretz tfei adif mishum v'hayu enai v'libi sham eni v'libi enai v'libi sham hilchak Rosh Hashanah de l'tfilah u'lehaskir kedetz yitzlak ba b'inan kfufin. Right, that since Rosh Hashanah de l'tfilah u'lehaskir kedetz yitzlak ba, meaning the shofar is ba, therefore we need kfufin. The other day, it simply disagrees about what the tfilah requires. So it sounds like from just the explanation of the Gemara that it's kama de kayif inish mali tfei, so that's an issue of the ritzoy element, exactly what Rashi does. Rashi mentions it's tefillah, he also mentions akedat yitzchak. So here again is another reflection of the ritzoy element of shofar, and here again you have the Rambam paskining this is chal likuva. This is, by the way, how Rov Meforshim understand the Rambam. There are, I think, a few that said, oh, the Rambam doesn't disagree, he's not paskining this likuva, but the standard interpretation of the Rambam is that the Rambam believes these are the ikuva. So again, it's not such a chiddush to say that for the Rambam, this really has an element of ritzoy in it, in its ikar mitzvah, so, and therefore maybe mitzvah ba'bevera, even on the view that it would be limited to ritzoy, would apply to shofar, ulei, that we have this issue of en b'kol din gezel. Okay? All right, that's just nikudos l'shama from last chibur. All right, so now we're moving on to the next stage of the topic, which is, all right, what is a mitzvah ba'bevera? What does ba'bevera mean? All right? So here I think you can detect, when we'll discuss, three approaches in Rishonim. These are three primary approaches. I think there are a couple others here and there, but these are the three basic approaches. The first is that which is articulated in Tosfos. Tosfos, the point of departure for Tosfos, is the fact that the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, passels Lulav Shel Sheir, Shel Erin Idachas. But when it quotes the reasoning, so it says the reason is because of Susa Me'etzal Shire, not Mitzvah Bavera. So first of all, it doesn't quote Mitzvah Bavera, and then even more pointedly, there's an Afkamina. What's an Afkamina? Lulav de Lav de Asher de Moshe, right? You only have a din of Lesreifa, you need to be Sorefit, if it's talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. But if it's Avodah Zarah Shel Nachri, so the din is that it's Sagi Bebitl, we'll get to all that. The bittul ba'amasagi, you don't need to burn it, as long as you do an act, there was an act of bittul done that indicated that there's no more avodah zarah, so that's fine. It's no longer asar ba'ana. You don't have to burn it. So for that reason, once it's no longer asar ba'ana, so then there's no susa, and once there's no longer l'sreif ha'kais, so there's no susa mesoshire. But either way, there was the avera of avodah zarah. So Tosfos is bothered by both those points. Right? A, why does the Gemara mention only susa mesoshire? It doesn't mention anything about mitzvah b'avera. B, not only just that it doesn't mention it, but it only assumes it's a problem of Ksusim Yisrael Shire, therefore limits it to Asherah de Lav de Moshe, Lav de Asherah de Moshe. So what is the Tosfos' response? The Tosfos explains that the Now, before we get to that, so Derech Agav, and the Tosafot mentioned that there's another Girsa, the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos, not, he doesn't Paskin this way in the Yad, but in Perush Mishnayos, he had the Girsa clearly that this was Pasul Mishum Mitzvah Babavera. Now, just in terms of how to understand the Rambam, we'll come back to it, but the assumption that the Tosafot have here is that that's not the proper Girsa. First, they don't mention the Girsa, then when they do mention, they say it's a Girsa Mishum Beshes. So why is this the case? So they explain that what is mitzvah haba be'avera? What it means is that the mitzvah is ba essentially ayedei ha'avera, meaning that the mitzvah is accomplished, is done via the avera, right? Mitzvah is ba machmas avera. That's the lashon, right? The lo dami, the gezel, the mitzvah machmas avera is a gezel. So when it comes to ashera, so there it's the avera was completely incidental to the mitzvah. I mean, it makes no difference. It has no implications. It doesn't contribute to the mitzvah at all, right? It just happens to have been that there was an aveira done with this lulav. So therefore, because it's entirely incidental, that's not a mitzvah above aveira. Mitzvah above aveira means that it's a mitzvah that is accomplished via through the execution of an aveira. Okay. Now, as far, are we clear so far? So that's what Tosa says. Now, what does this mean, that it's ba machmas avera? So here I think you could interpret this in one of two ways. One might understand what ba machmas avera means, that the mitzvah is ba machmas avera. What that means is that the avera enables the mitzvah. Right? Without the avera, would not have been in a position to fulfill the mitzvah, or at least fulfill it the way he did. If the avera enables you to fulfill the mitzvah, so then That's what mitzvah above avera is. So when you stole the lulav, and because you stole it, you were able to use it for mitzvah lulav, so that was what enables the mitzvah. It's ba'ayidei ha'avera, machmas ha'avera, in that sense, that it enabled you to be in a position to fulfill this mitzvah this way. That's what machmas ha'avera means. That's why it's mitzvah above avera.
Not b'shas natila, for example. Is that what I'm talking about?
What do you mean by b'shas natila?
In other words, he's kona, in other words, he picks it up, he's kind of begezel, and when he picks it up, of course, he's holding talit minim, it's kona begezel. At the same time, he's being mekayem the mitzvah.
So he's not. He doesn't say anything about Kenyan here. Yeah, it sounds like normally we'd assume that the Avera, when is the Avera Gezel? This is a point we'll come back to soon. Avera Gezel occurs b'shas Kenyan. No, b'shas Hatzah Mishus Bailim. When he does a Maisa Gezel to leave the, you know, to take it, the Akbah, whatever. I mean, to define the Maisa Gezel. But when, for instance, Mishich Mishus Rabim, according to one day in Tosfos, that works to define you as a Gazlan, even if you couldn't be Kona with it, but Bishas, the Kenyan, initial Kenyan from the, not when you actually become to own it, the second level Kenyan, let's say, the Kenyan Lagamri, but just the first level Kenyan of Hotzah, Mishas Bailam. That's already when you're over the Avera of Gezel. So in that case, that's when you were over, and that you did before. Now you come to use this Lulav to fulfill the mitzvah. The problem is, this mitzvah is coming via your Avera. Right, so the question, I'm sorry?
Separately then.
So we'll discuss we'll discuss that. We'll discuss the, Tosos here is not limiting it, it's not further limiting it. You know, he's describing the basic essential notion of a mitzvah above there is a mitzvah above machmas avera. He doesn't tell you so much what are the particular parameters. One would have to start to wonder about that. I mean, if I steal a ticket through which I win the lottery and then everything else I buy is going to be with that money, is that possible all the mitzvahs the rest of my life? Right, so that, but he's not giving you any principle to dictate to see whether or not that would be so or not. So that's what we're going to deal with. Yeah, we'll come back to that afterwards. But just in terms of what does it mean, mitzvah ba machas avera? Does it mean that the avera enables the mitzvah? That's one possibility. Or lav davka that the avera enables the mitzvah, but rather we might say that the mitzvah was done via an avera. Not that you couldn't have been yotze without it, but you did it via an avera. Right, in the case of Asherah, you didn't do it via Navera. Right, I mean the case of it was a Nevad, so fine. So, but that you're having been yotze the mitzvah doesn't involve it being, and you don't do an Avera in being yotze the mitzvah. But in the case of lulav, I'm sorry, it didn't involve any Avera. Here, it involved an Avera. You did it via a lulav that you stole. Now, I think it's clear from the end of Tosos that he takes the second view. What? Yeah. Why?
Because it's not enabling you to really do the mitzvah.
Like, why?
Because I just didn't do something.
Yeah, in other words, what could you do?
You could have separated.
Yeah. So. In other words, Tevel, right, Tosos quotes the issue of Matzah Shel Tevel. Let me just, I actually wanted to just elaborate on Matzah Shel Tevel, just clarify. I don't think it's come up Derech Agav, but I never really just noted what the Gemara says and what the Rishonim say. So I'll just do that quickly now. But the Mishnah had posseled matzah shel tevel, and the Gemara explains, this is the Gemara Imsachim Lamed Hei Amed Beis Lamed Vav Amed Aleph. The Gemara explains that the reason for the psul here is because we have a pasuk lo socha alav chametz, misha esur mishum, we darshan misha esur mishum batal chametz, yatza zesha ein esur mishum batal chametz. So it's a local pasuk that requires that it be something which is aser mishum batal chametz, as opposed to something which is aser mishum what? Ela mishum batal tevel. That's why tevel, you're not yotze, because it's aser mishum batal tevel, not mishum batal chametz. So the Gemara says, but isn't it also mishum chametz? Right? So the Gemara responds in the name of Rosh Hashas. This Mishnah is a Shitas Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Ein Isser Chal Isser Afilu Bekol Mosif, right? That even if the second Isser is one that goes beyond in some way the Isser of the initial Isser, even so the second one is not Chal, where the initial one was Chal. In which case, this Isser now, this Matzah is actually not Isser. You're not over on Chametz. The Pesach, in that case, you're actually only over on Tevel, in which case, says the Gemara, that's the exclusion of, you have to have a matzah, which is Asur Mishum Batal Chametz. The Gemara then, had suggested, maybe you can give a different explanation, and according to which, this way, it'll be like Rabbanan 2, that this is something which, the drasha is, it has to be exclusively Asur Mishum Chametz, but it can be Asur, if it's Asur Mishum both, that also, this is what the drasha is excluding. The Gemara rejects it and says, Doesn't say that Misha Isuro Yatza She'en Isuro Mishum Batocha Chametz Belvad. According to you, it should say it's exclusively Asur Mishum Batocha Chametz. It says that it doesn't say that. It says it has to be Asur Mishum Batocha Chametz. Period. So if that's the case, then if it's Asur Mishum Shneim, that shouldn't be a problem. You should be able to be Yotze, and therefore this can't be the Shita. It has to be Javka Shita Asur Mishum. That's what the Gemara says. The Rishonim, when they come to this, so they note first that it doesn't mention mitzvah b'avera, and second, the question is whether or not this Gemara now is lahalacha. So some Rishonim, the Ramban seems to be comfortable at least initially saying this Mishnah shalok kalacha now, because the Gemara explains that it's dafka shitas Rabbi Shimon about Isser Chalal Isser. But a lot of other Rishonim weren't comfortable with that. Meiri was not comfortable with it. Now, you can't, and he says, you could have said this, and therefore you would have said that Ladasar Banan, we should say, it's okay, you can be Yotze Matzatavol. Right, we pass like their Banan in the Machogus, and if that's the case, then the Machogus is Shalokidas, we passing like Rabbanan, meaning regarding Isser Chalasir. And what you're saying is then we don't passing like this Mishnah. That can't be the case. You can't just make a Mishnah which doesn't have a Cholek and say it's Shalok Halacha. That's what the Meiri is bothered by, among other Rishonim. So the Meiri himself suggests that this Mishnah is Lahalacha. Now the question is again, so what's the basis for the din? So the Meiri himself, and I think this is the easiest way to have understood it, says that what the Gemara rejects in the end of Batal Chachametz Bavad, that's not Lahalacha. Meaning we accept the actual reading of who was it, Ravina, that this is the basis for it is this local Isser, this local din of Misha Surah Bishum Batal Chachametz Bavad. And even though it doesn't say Bavad, but that's what it means. So if there's two Isurim, then that's what the Pasuk is excluding. It has to be something which is only Asur Mishum Chametz. Others, well, I actually was suggesting the Rambam that it's a separate din. Maybe the Rambam Sadi Yerushalmi is being based on a separate halacha entirely, based on Botzei Beirechni Tzashem, the idea of Matzah Sheru'i LeBracha, right? That the Mishnah would then be Kalacha, but for a totally different reason. And then you have a lot of Rishonim that, in fact, do paskin that this Mishnah, but Shalom Mitam HaGemara, it's kind of strange, they paskin that it's based on Mitzvah Ba'aver. Okay? That's just the background. Now, the Tosas are bothered. They don't address whether or not they think this is halacha anymore, but either way, what they're noting is the Gemara doesn't mention Mitzvah Ba'aver. And the assumption is it seems like it isn't a Mitzvah Ba'aver. And the problem with the Tosas have is that that's not clear at all why that should be. Right? They believe this is a Mitzvah Ba'aver because it's Aver Ba, the Mitzvah Ba, Machmas Aver. Now, here, Michael was pointing out, here it's hard to say that the Aver was in any way necessary for the Mitzvah, and it doesn't help you. It doesn't really contribute. It's true, the achila is what affects a mitzvah, but the achila lechora could have taken place with or without the Aveira. The fact that it's Tevel is, in a sense, incidental. I mean, you could easily be Mafresh right there. If you couldn't be Mafresh it, so then you would say, fine. So then he has, in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah with this thing, he has to be Beisser, and therefore the Aveira really is enabling the Mitzvah. But it, in this case, you could have easily done the same exact thing as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, and just have been Mafresh it right there. You would have no Aveira, and you'd bring Yotze the Mitzvah. So the fact that the Tosos are very bothered by this seems to indicate that they understand that what does it mean, Machmas HaMitzvah, Machmas Aveira BaMitzvah, Lav Dafka, that the Aveira enables the Mitzvah, but simply that the Mitzvah, in fact, the way it was done was via an Aveira. Once you have that, that's already Mitzvah Bav Aveira. The Ramban, one second, could well be that the Ramban disagreed on this point. I mean, the Ramban cites, as when he discusses this, so he mentions, also again, he's bothered, why is it that there's no mitzvah b'aveira mentioned in the Gemara? So his answer is that you can argue v'yesh l'tarit she'ein b'tevel di mitzvah b'aveira. Why? B'nei she'biyado l'takin. Because you can be mafresh right on the spot. It's the same reason that we say that it's not muksa, because you can be mafresh right on the spot. So one way to understand the Ramban, it's not the only way, and we'll get to others, but one way to understand this Ramban, the idea is he also agrees that the issue is machmas, right? What does it mean, mitzvah b'aveira? It means the mitzvah came via, I'm sorry, that the mitzvah came machmas avera, but he understands that what does it mean, machmas avera? Meaning that the avera part of it was essential to enabling the mitzvah. So what he's saying is, in this case, that isn't the case. In the case of Matzah Shel Tevel, that isn't true. You could just easily even mafresh, it's incidental, right? The fact that it was done via an avera, that is true, and that way it's different than ashera, but it's being an avera was still not essential to the accomplishment of the mitzvah, and therefore, there's no problem. It's above there. So it could very well be that that's what the Ramban's point is. And there you have machlokas. Just what do we mean when we say that it's mitzvah ba'aydei ha'aveira? What does that mean? Who had a question before?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that the kasha about be mafresh right there is only assuming that you have enough to be mafresh and still have a shear.
That's true. That's true. I think there's some achronim who actually seize upon that point. I forgot in what context. I think maybe the Nebuta or the Chasson Sofer mentions that maybe the issue is there's not a shear for both. Okay. That could be. All right. So that's one view that this is the conventional view. Mitzvah above Avera means that the Avera enables the mitzvah, that the Kima mitzvah, the Asiyas mitzvah comes via an Avera. But a lot of Rishonim had other interpretations. And here we come now, the second approach of Rishonim, to the Ridva and Meiri approach. What do they say? They say almost the opposite. Mitzvah haba be'avera, what that means is not that a mitzvah comes via an avera, whether we're talking about the avera enabling the mitzvah or just the mitzvah having been accomplished via an avera. It means almost the reverse. It means that the mitzvah furthers and assists and contributes to the Aveira. Ba Aveira, you could say, means Ba Im Aveira. That doing the mitzvah comes along with, brings with it an Aveira. That's what they say, that mitzvah misayaya be Aveira, right? This is both the language of the Ritva and the Meiri. And they, in terms of the background to the Shita, so they seize upon a fact that bothered the Tosos as well, which is that the Gemara here, sorry? Yeah, that seems to imply that Yeish Kedikonin. At least the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Because the Gemara says from the Pasuk of Gezel Duma de Pseach that there's no Takana, Av Gezel Lesley Takanta. So the question was, if it were before Yeish, so then you don't need to tell me. Because it's not yours. And but if it's la'achar yesh, why not? Ha'kanya b'yeyesh? You were konit then. So it must be because of mitzvah b'avivera. So Gemara sounds like it's saying you're konit b'yeyesh. So the problem with that, and what's the problem? The problem with that, a lot of Rishonim say, is first of all, they generally assume that that's not what we take la'halacha. And they point out that also Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to say this himself. Gemara in Meruba, in Samach Chesem Beis, I don't think I put on the Mar Merkomos. It's an oversight. But the Gemara Meruba cites Machlokas. It is there? Okay, fine. Cites Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's on the Makorah sheet. I mean, it's not on the Mar Makomas. It was the Makomas? Okay, good. The Gemara in Bava Kama cites Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. About it's talking about the context of din tvicha mechira, right? They have a din that a ganav was toveach mocher. So ganav stam pays kefil. If he steals sheep or an ox, he pays dalad vehe depending on what he does with it, tvicha mechira, right? So the question the Gemara was asking was, what happens if when is this taking place? So Rabbi Yochanan believes that the chi of dalad vehe is bein lifnei yayish bein lachar yayish, and Rosh Lakish says no, it's only lifnei yayish. Why? Because once there's yayish kani, and if yayish is kones, then it's my item. So then shelo toveach shelo hamocher. It's my item now. I'm not being toveach an item which a guzzle. That's the assumption, right? Since I was koneid legamri, this is the second level. This is the kinyan gamur. Right, since I was really koneh, now it's like any other of my items. I have the ability, I have the right, and I'm perfectly within my, within my rights to be toveach or mocher my own item. That can't be what the Torah is mechayev dalav behei for. So shalom toveach, shalom mocher. Rabbi Yochanan believes that you are chayev dalav behei here. Apparently, he doesn't think it's really yours, meaning yeyash eino koneh. Right. So this is what bothered a lot of Rishonim. We'll see. Some interpreted it differently. Some. Like the Tosfos here, say that in a chinami, and this is what both the Meiri and the Ritva give the answer that the Re here gives as well, the Re later on, which I'll come back to, that when it's in a chinami, when it says here, hakanya beyeyush, it doesn't really mean beyeyush, it means that yeyush plus something. What? Hektish. And the case of Korban, we're discussing is the fact that he was, when was he kone? Aidei ha-hektish. He was kone. Why? Either one of two. Either because now it's a shinir rishus, mirshus hedjot rishus gavoa, or it can also be shinir hashem from chulin to hekdesh, right? And even if you hold, even those, this is from the sikhs of Maruba, we'll come back to some of this. That I just said these are some of the sikhs. We'll just get to do some of the basics. But even if you hold yesh kedi enu kone, that yesh alone doesn't work, but yesh plus shinui rishus. Plus shinui of some sort, either shinui rishus or shinui hashem, those can work. Most agree with that those will work. So that's what we're talking about here. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that. Yesh plus shinui rishus or shinui hashem will be kone, and the hektish here with hektish comes along those either one of those avenues of kinyan. So that's what we're discussing. And for the Meiri, this is crucial. This is fundamental to the defining feature of what it means to be mitzvah b'avera, is the fact that the hektish here. It was through the act of being makdish that the gazlan was able to be kona here. Why? Inasmuch as hektish is what causes you to be kona here, being makdish is what causes you to be kona. So that's the problem of avera, because what they say, as they say it, that's a mitzvah meaning hektish meaning hakrava. The mitzvah here is being misayeya b'avera. Right. This is just to see inside. Right. That the Ritva says the imishum. The Ritva says, and if I were to have been koneh beforehand, before the mitzvah came to the picture, so then there'd be no issue mitzvah b'vera. That's his point. V'im ishu mitzvah b'vera lo amru ze'el k'sha mitzvah siyeya b'vera. She b'dushas a mitzvah koneh, we'll get back to that. Also, v'yotzim rishus nigzal. Avakosh, I'm skipping now. I'm sorry. V'havalei hashal, the mitzvah yesh v'shin rishus koneh, l'fichach en l'ratzal nashem. What's the point? The point is a mitzvah whose execution brings about an avera, that's something which... That's in all the ruts on Hashem, right? I don't think it means specifically to be connected to Ritzvah, but the point is that's something which the Torah apostles. That's a mitzvah about the Avera, mitzvah that comes with an Avera, not that it comes via an Avera. That a mitzvah that contributes to an Avera, that's a problem. Avakosha ain't a mitzvah misayas pekinyan, no issue. That's not going to be a problem. The Miri as well is basically the same exact Lashon, and I think indeed it's essentially fundamentally the same Shita. We'll see the details are very different. And he continues later on that on the other hand, if you have a case where you're kona already, so it's the employment of the mitzvah to further an avera, that's what apostles the mitzvah. That essentially drags the mitzvah. You can't be yotze with that. Yeah.
Why didn't we just say before that the mitzvah of gezel is?
Oh, so I was preparing the way for this. Yeah. So I'm gonna get to that in 1 second. Yeah.
I was gonna say, how do we explain lulav gezel? on Shari, you know, you don't need Lachem. So you love a Gazel.
Yeah.
Like, so.
So where's the Kenyan? Yeah, so it's okay, excellent, very good. Right, so I think the way I would say is we need two issues require now analysis. Just first of all, what is siyua be'avera? What does that mean? What qualifies? And second, what does it mean that mitzvah misayas? What are we talking about when you talk about mitzvah? So as far as the first issue, what is siyua be'avera? So here, exactly what Adam pointed out, I would point out, which is that from the river of the Meiri emerges that the contribution to Kinyan HaGazlan, again, we're talking now the final Kinyan Gamor, where it becomes his entirely, that constitutes a Siyua Be'avera. Now that, I think Adam's right, that's not obvious. Why? Because the Avera of Gezel you already committed B'Shas HaGzela, right? When you were Motzi Mershus HaNigzal, even before you were Kone, he was Miyash, so the item isn't yours. You have a Chiy V'Heshiv, you also have an Avera of Gezel, that's Lo Sigzel. So there already, you already did the Avera of Gezel. Now you just have a Chovas Hashava. But the Avera of Gezel, Chora, you've already done. And I think it's possible to say, yeah, that's exactly what Shmuel's reasoning. That's Shita Shmuel. Maybe on this view we would say Shmuel agrees, Mitzvah Be'Avera, what does it mean? It means Mitzvah Misayeya Be'Avera. But he thinks that that's not what we're talking about in the case of Lulav HaGazel. If you're talking about a Lulav HaGazel, so the Avera was done already. Now you're talking about issue of Hashava. Now you're talking about, I mean, you still have a Chovas Hashava, but the Avera of Gezel, that was accomplished. B'Shas HaGezel. And therefore, there's not going to be any mitzvah, it's not mitzvah Misayeya. So this, I thought, made sense as far. Then I realized, I think I could very well be reflected exactly in the Meiri. The Meiri and Psachim, I mentioned it, I think we saw it quickly last time. So the Meiri and Psachim, he, as I mentioned before, he did think that we had to paskin the Mishnah, but he explains in his own way that it's based on the local din of Baal Tocha Chametz. But then he mentions that there are those who do want to paskin like this Mishnah, but not mitzad, what the Gemara rejects, but rather mitzad acher entirely, namely mitzvah ba be'avera. So the Meiri says, I paskined, like in our Gemara, like Shmuel, I paskin that lulav vava pisha belulav lo pasan was a gazel el barishon toras lachem derech agav. Once he said that, I saw. Let me look at the Meiri again. I don't know why the Meiri. Maybe I missed it. It could very well be I missed it. But it didn't seem clear to me that that was at all the maskan of the Meiri. He just mentions their different deos. It sounded like to me. In fact, I got the impression the Meiri paskins like a Shimon ben Yochanan, that we paskin the apostle. So he mentions this other shita. I didn't realize that he paskin like it until I saw Psachim, Miriam Psachim. So he says that even though we paskin like the Rambam, really, like Shmuel, that there's no psul mitzvah there for lulav kol shiva. So he says, why would we pasul it here? So he gives you one of two explanations. Either because he might say, you know what, right, like Tosfos is understanding of Shmuel, that it's only limited to mitzvos midirabanan, right? That was also the explanation of Shmuel. Sorry, that mitzvah bever only apply to mitzvos minatoru. But mitzvos midirabanan, like lulav shel takanos rabbi yochanan mitzvah akai, that we're not going to pasul. That we're not choshish for mitzvah bever. And matzah, obviously, is a mitzvah minatoru. Or, that's one option, right? That's one thing he says. Oh, gives you a separate reasoning. Maybe you'll say that it's possible here. Why? See it? Farnasis Avera Mishas Gzela. Now, the truth is, if you just had that first line of that it's Dafka bit, that it's Bishas. Where is it? I just missed it. Shibishasha says a mitzvah says avera. Not sure what I would have said based on that. I could have, maybe you would have thought maybe it's dafka. This is a nushita. It's just an issue of simultaneity. But just from the next line, v'luv kvar nasis avera mishas gzela. So I think, at least if we're understanding the Meiri, and what's he saying? He's saying that here the problem is why isn't this not mitzvah avera? Because you've already done the avera of gezel. Now I think we could just understand this as being not a new shita, it doesn't relate to a new shita. It's just consistent with the shita that the Meiri has in what is mitzvah ba'bevera in Sukkah. Namely, it's mitzvah misayeya ba'bevera. And what Shmuel would then be saying, now we're putting it in the mouth of Shmuel, is exactly the point I made. Namely, this is already gzela. It's already, you're already over on gezel. So there's no mitzvah misayeya here. The kinyan occurs, okay. that's not the issue. That's not a question of Avera. The Avera already, you actually already violated the Isser Gezel Mishas Hagzela, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Avera. So I think it's quite possible that it's exactly what Shmuel is saying. And in the Meiri's view, the Nafkamina would be matzah shall tevel, that wouldn't be a problem. Because in that case, the mitzvah is coming along with an Avera. Okay? Question, right? So the question is, yeah?
Yeah, so if you're Kone through, like, in this way, yeah. Kinyan Gezel, that, do you have to return the object anymore? There's no more din of returning the object.
What do you, in what case?
Meaning, if I'm Makdish it, so do I have to return that? I don't have to return
Well, I wouldn't be able to if I was Makdish it.
Right.
This is, again, La'achar Yesh, right?
Right, so if you say that, so then that could be an advantage to Hekdish, that although the Avera, the Mais Avera was done earlier,
yeah.
There's still a change to the Hefta and how it relates to it.
That's Hafkas HaShava.
Right,
but the Avera. So we'll get that. I'll get that in 1 second. I'll get to that in a second. But just to in the case of Hakdasha, you wouldn't be able to return it because it's Hekdish. Right. But in the case, like what? Yeah, right. We'll get to the Kedushas Mitzvasa. Right. Or normally speaking, you don't have that problem. Say Matzah, you'd be able to return it. And Lulav as well.
Shitas Rashi, for example, by the Avankarian, the Laman of the Beige.
Yeah.
He says, you know, they should cut it, and then that's the Yush and Biyadeh, Biyadayhu.
Right.
And then the Rashi seems to indicate, however, but Bishas, Ketzitza, when you cut the Esra, Betzitzamka, so the Maisa, then we could have, Rashi used the word Mitzvah, Babi Aber.
Yeah.
So does that mean Bishas Maisa, while he cuts it, he's taking it Lishay Mitzvah, Esra Gosso,
No, so we'll get there. He doesn't say. Right, we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to the whole issue of Avankri. But the question becomes also, what is the, okay, we don't pass them. I mean, there's a Rishim Ben Yochanan, or Barichai, who is it here? Rishim Barichai, who passes, this is a problem. So how are you understanding it according to the Ritva of the Meiri? So I think here you have one of two options. And I think the most likely thing, the best way to go, I think the likeliest way to say this, to understand it, is that what they're saying is, when we say that it's Misayeya Be'avera, it doesn't mean that it technically speaking, affects the legal status of the violation. It affects the legal violation. Now it contributes to the Avera, Shavadavar. No, what it means is simply that it contributes to the Avera endeavor, to the legal agenda, right? You want it to be Kona, this item. You wanted this item to take it from this person who's legally is. You're already over B'Shah Samaisa, but this mitzvah now is helping you with that. Not the Avera per se, that already was over, but just in the Avera endeavor, right? It's contributing to your nefarious activity. So even though, technically speaking, the Avera, you already were chal, was already chal, but it's contributing to the plan to be motzi mishus anigdal. This helps you do that, accomplish it entirely. So that's, I think, the simplest thing to say, is just that it's lav davka, misayeh be'avera means that it's technically what affects the violation. Well, it just contributes to the activity, which is all associated with the Avera.
Isn't that very similar to the second way to understand Tosos? It's not necessarily being done, like, as a direct
I don't think so, because I think the point...
It's a relationship still.
Yeah.
Right,
it's the Avera which brings you the mitzvah. Here we're saying it's the mitzvah which contributes to your Avera. Yeah.
This is all according to Shmuel.
No, this is not Shmuel. Shmuel held, according to what we were just saying, and Shmuel might say it needs to. There's no Avera here. What we're saying is, what do you hold if you disagree with Shmuel and you say that, let's say, there isn't a, I mean, if you hold the main sheet to here, holds that the Lulav HaGazel is possible Mitzvah Avera. So where, in what way is, and the assumption then is that Siyua B'Kinyan, or Ben Gorim, the Kinyan, is the Siyua B'Avera. So I'm saying, so the first way to understand it is simply that Siyua B'Avera, Lav Davka, means that you're actually affecting the technical legal violation that the person has committed. Even if you're just contributing within the, you know, to the aims and the agenda of the person who's, as a person to the of the Avera, it doesn't have to be that it actually is what makes it an Avera. That also apostles a mitzvah. So in as much as you're now a Kone, this Gezel, so that's sort of achieving the aim of the Avera, that's already something that apostles a mitzvah, even though as far as the violation is concerned, you wouldn't say that there's a legal technical status change here in terms of the nature of the violation.
And being Kone, the Gezel, is only through a mitzvah if you're being Maktish, right?
Well, we'll discuss. You're pushing me into the other question, which I'll come back to.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's just, if you want to think about it now, we're just talking about Hekdesh. Okay, we'll come back to Luav. If you want to just think about it in terms of Hekdesh, that the Hekdesh is what enables you to be Kona the item. So what we're saying is that it's Lav Dafka that you're now over on a Gezel in a way that you weren't before, that you're now over on Gezel. It's just simply that you've accomplished the aims of being able to do what you wanted to do, namely be Motzi Mishus and Gezel. Now it's yours, Shkoyach. So for mitzvah to be contributing to that, not necessarily the Avera per se, but just the endeavor overall, that's already mitzvah of Avera. That's what it means, mitzvah misayayas be Avera. Alternatively, something along the lines where Michael was going, I think we could say, you might raise a possibility, at least, is worthy of thought. Maybe it means dafka, changing the actual, affecting the actual violation, the essential violation. How would this be relevant here? So here I think this could be understood as applicable if you are mitzarif two propositions, two premises. The first is that upon being kona the chayfetz, you're no longer able to be mekayim mitzvah sashava. Just the fact that you were once the fact that you were kona bekinyan gamor, that means that there is no longer a key mitzvah veheshev zagzela. This is the simple way to read the Gemara of Metzia and Eila Metzius, if you add in the line that Rabbi Yehuda Igon ended it. I didn't make this up on my own. This is the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yehuda Igon. I don't usually do that kind of thing. But the Rishonim here say that this line was added in by Rabbi Yehuda Igon. The Ramban says it. In Bava Metzia and Eila Metzius, I actually brought it here. The din of Rava, Amar Rava, Ra, Sela, Shenafle, Natlef, Neyeyush, Amanasla, Gozla. So he's over Bechulan, right? This is a way you can get all these Averas at once, right? If you see a Sela, which is an Aveda, Lifnei Yeyush, and you take it Amanas Gozla, so he says that's, you're over on Lo Sigzol, and Ashev Deshivim, and Lo Sachal Asalim. Then we have the line of Rabbi Yargon, Va'afagav Dechazra, La'achar Yeyush, and even then, if at that point, he was Miyayish, let's say, and at that point you were Masir La'achar Yeyush, Matana Hu Di'ayvle, Ve'isur Da'avid Avid. That's simply just giving him a Matana. The Isser doesn't go, there's nothing that gets fixed with this Isser. That's what it sounds like it's saying. Meaning what? Meaning I'm no longer Minkayim, it's a Sashava. Now if you take that premise, that upon being Kona the Gezel B'Kinyan Gamor, the Gezel B'Kinyan Gamor, there's no longer a possibility of being Minkayim, it's a Sashava, even if I return the item. And we take the premise that an act which is, the second proposition, an act which, of an act of Bittul B'Yadayim of the Asay, in the case of Lav Nitak L'Asay, if you do an act which Biyadayim, which precludes you from being able to be Mekai in the Asay, so that is an essential part of the initial violation. It's not just Mafkia, the ability to be Metakin, the Yisr, it's actually considered to be a component of the basic Gzela itself, the Avera of Gezel itself. And the most extreme formulation of this is Rashi. In Makos, but I think it's an extreme formulation. I don't think you have to say it like this in order for this to qualify. The Rashi goes very far, just in the way he explains it. Rashi is discussing in Magos Tesvav and Beis, Machlokas there about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, actually, whether or not we say that when we talk about Lavanita Glase is being Pater Mimakos, but the Gemara there says that that's not really a total sweeping Hafka. It's rather depends. There is a way to get Makos for Lavanita Glase, and we have Machlokas about what is the way. According to one day, Rabbi Yochanan, depends on bitlo velo bitlo. If you're mevatel biyadayim the assay, then you get makos. If you didn't do that, if you weren't mevatel biyadayim the assay, doesn't matter if you can't fulfill it any longer. So then you're still not gonna get makos. Whereas Rabbi Rish Lakish says it depends on chemo velo chemo, right? You have an option of being able to be mekayim the assay, the way Rashi actually interprets that. I'm not getting into this now. He thinks that means it's really quite limited. Bazin says you be mekayim the assay now. If you don't do it then you get malchus. Not even though you have the possibility of doing it afterwards, that's a chiddush in terms of just chemo or chemo. You could have said it depends on whether or not you can be mekayim. Rashi doesn't even say that. He says you have one chance to be mekayim now when you come to Bazin. If you don't do that, Rashi is just saying you get malchus then. And the way Rashi explains it is that we have a fundamental focus about what is the nature of the tikkun, or the absence of the tikkun? What does it do? But what's relevant for us is what he explains. Bitlo v'bilo, why? What are you saying? Bitel sa'aseh chayav alalav, lo bitel sa'aseh putter. If I don't do an act of bitel b'yadayim, I'm going to be putter. Why? Shalav talui v'bitel ha'aseh, ve'inu nigmar ad sheyevatel sa'aseh b'yadayim, bitel olam shalo yuchal eskayimod. Because the avera really only occurs, he's saying, only become finalized in the sense that it actually technically goes through in a way, With the bittul haaseh biyadayim. That's what he's saying. It's a fundamental part of the Aveira. Therefore, you need to be doing it biyadayim in order to get malchus. Whereas Reish Lakish says, Rashi, if you hold kimu v'lo kimu, what that means is essentially the law sha'aseh tikkuno shalav, that no, you have a law, you have an Aveira, you've done it already. Now you have the option of being mitakin. Vein alav tali bittul haaseh, but it doesn't, it's not that unless I'm mitvatel the haaseh, I haven't done the Aveira, I've done the Aveira either way, and therefore it warrants malchus. Elamai, I have the ability to be oker the malchus, right? But according to this, the reason that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't get malchus immediately is simply because you haven't really been over the lav. That's why the malchus really follows the bittul biyadayim. So if you take these two propositions together, then you would say, maybe you have an argument to say, you know what, siyu b'kinyan really is a siyu b'avera, because the avera is only nishlam, only completed once he's actually koneh kinyan gomer. Now, the reason I say this is unlikely is because, as far as I know, none of the Rishonim accept that this is actually the first premise is true. Namely, you know, the second premise you have for sure. This possibility, but as far as the idea that you are no longer able to be mekayim mitzvah hashava once you're kona the chayvetz, as far as I know, no rishonim accept that, and that's why many rishonim commented on the Gemara. What does that line mean? So, for instance, I just quote here: Tosfos say, "Matana ba'amahu diyalav vim tomar v'lolad lo sixzal mikre nita klase." What do you mean? Nita klase? It's nita klase. So, and therefore, they assume deserve a pashut. And King Kim Delin Gzela lo mikri matana, it's obviously not just a matana for Gzela, it's obviously mikayim the mitzvah sashava. So they say, and even then, they had a strange havin here, they had a strange shita, then even hashet teshive would also be considered hashava. Rather, what the Gemara means is that simply lotuchas alim, as far as lotuchas alim means a matana, there's nothing you can do about that. There's no undoing the lotuchas alim. That's what it means. The Ramban, maybe I'm thinking now of Balamor. There takes a different understanding. He thinks it means simply that you were over. Not that there's no kiyum hashava. There is kiyum hashava. It just means shekvar over. So that's a question of. I'm sorry. The Balamor says this. The Ramban doesn't like it. The Ramban thinks this is fundamentally a sod regarding lavein teklase. That once you're menatik the lav, it's not even shekvar over. The Balamor didn't think that. The Balamor thought matanu ba'ama yavle. And even though there's a tikkun, but the Avera, you know, so you're part of the Malkos, but there's still Avera. In any event, the point is, as far as I know, no Rishonim believe this. Whether or not, it might even be that according to many Rishonim, you could be, I'm not sure about this, I have to look it up, but you can be, you become Hashavas, you become Mitzvah Hashavas Gzela, even B'tashlumen. Many Rishonim think that once the Be'en is no longer around, you can become Mitzvah Hashava B'tashlumen. I'm not sure what they think about once you're Kone, if that could be Mekuyim b'tashlumen, but either way, if you give it back, they believe for sure that's a mitzvah sashava, ki mitzvah sashava. So that's the problem with saying this, is that it depends on something which l'chora Rishonim explicitly all reject. Are we all right? Oh, it's all set. So that's so as I say, the simple way to take siyua be'avera is simply that it's contributing to the endeavor. It's not necessarily that it actually technically changes the violation. All right, so next. Next week we'll start dealing with the issue of just in terms of understanding this meiri. What does it mean that the mitzvah misayaya? What are we talking about here? What's the mitzvah? What does that mean? Okay. All right.